1969 to 1979, the crowning years. I've got watching Wales dominate the Five Nations, Six Nations, later the Six Nations Rugby International. And yeah, it made you proud to be Welsh at that time, mainly because we were thrashing England quite on a regular basis. I can always remember J.P.R. Williams saying he loved to play against England because it increased his points tally. He always scored points against England during that period. And we had world-class players, didn't we, at that time? We had Gareth Edwards and Barry John and Phil Bennett, J.J. Williams, Gerald Davis, and J.P.R. Williams. We had a world-class team.
Where would you watch the games at that time?
Oh, on television. I never got to go to see any of them, but yeah, I watched them mostly on television. It would be Saturday afternoon, and didn't matter where you were or what you were doing, you'd be rushing home to see Wales playing, whoever they were playing at that time, yeah. And
I mean, would you ever go out to a public place to watch a game with other people, or was it generally at home?
No, I don't think so. I suppose you could, like you could today. I mean, you look at the pubs today, and they're all trying to attract you into the pubs by saying, you know, come and watch the FA Cup final here and all that. That didn't happen in those days. In the 60s and late 70s, I don't recall a lot of pubs with television sets in it. Because, I mean, pubs weren't under threat then so much as they are today. I mean, people seem to... their mode of behaviour now is to buy some drinks and go home and watch a particular event on television and have a drink at home. And pubs are shutting down as a result of this, aren't they? But in those days, I don't recall that happening so much. I mean, I can't remember any pub having a television set in the 70s. I mean, if you wanted to see a particular sporting event, you'd get off home to see it. And there wasn't much drinking in the house. I mean, if you wanted a drink, you'd go to the pub and have a drink and go home. But today, it's because of cheap supermarket alcohol, people are buying the stuff and going home with it, watching television at home. And meanwhile, the pubs, which were the hub of social activity in the past, are now closing down. But no, I don't. I can't honestly say that I saw any game in between 69 and 79, other than in the television, in my own home, watching it on television.
Is there any game that stands out particularly for you?
Well, you don't... And also, I mean, I might be a bit different from other people. If I want to watch particularly a sporting occasion, I don't want to be amongst a bunch of other people. I want to watch it on my own, you know, and make my own assessments of it.
If Wales are losing, he usually goes walking round the house.
If Wales are losing,
I the neighbours know because he's.
I move out and go for a walk. And turn the damn thing off. If Wales are losing, but that didn't used to happen very often between 69 and 79. They usually won, you know. They won. I can't remember how many Grand Slams and Five Nations Championships. They won quite a lot. The one game that stands out in my mind was a match between the Barbarians and the All Blacks. I don't know if you remember that. It's been shown on television quite a lot. A wonderful try the Barbarians scored, which is mainly engineered by the Welsh players in the Barbarians team. It wouldn't have happened, I don't think, in a more competitive game. For example, if Wales are playing England today or Ireland, it wouldn't have happened, I don't think. But because it was a showpiece match. Well, someone kicked the ball down the field and Phil Bennett caught it under his own posts. And then he sidestepped a couple of All Blacks and he fed the ball to John Dawes and it went along various pairs of hands, till eventually ending up in the hands of Gareth Edwards, who scored a fantastic try right in the corner. And I remember that. I remember Gareth Edwards scoring a try against Scotland, I think. The image of him as he stood up after he scored and he was black all the way down here, down to his feet. And he kicked ahead and he chased it and scored in the corner. And one match I remember too, quite early on in the piece, maybe 69 or 70, I suppose, or 71. Wales are losing to Scotland and they needed to beat Scotland to win the Triple Crown. And they were losing, and right at the end, I forget who it was now, scored a try in the corner, and John Taylor converted it from the touchline. It was 2 points for a conversion, and they needed the 2 points to win the game, because even with the points secured from the try, they still needed 2 points to win the game. And I remember him kicking it with his left foot from the right touchline, and Wales won and won the Triple Crown. That was quite exciting. That was at Murrayfield as well, when there must have been about 100,000 people there.